Blog Talk Radio.
God day, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have decided to join me on this day. Well, I've been talking about your assignment. I've been talking about that God has uniquely called you and I to do something significant within our lives. As I so often share, that you are a unique creation of God. And God has specifically prepared something just for you to be able to fulfill in your life. Your life holds significance. But let me do this before I get into today's lesson, which deals with the three reasons why people fail to walk in their assignment. Let me first of all, just by way of introduction, this may be the first time that you might be listening to this program. I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. And my sole and my chief aim and goal is to give you the tools and the resources necessary for you to create a phenomenal life, for you to create the life that you desire and you deserve. So with all of that stated of who I am and what my reason for being is, let's talk about the three reasons people fail to walk in their assignment. Let me kind of give a review first about assignment. Assignment is your reason for being. It is the reason why God has called you into this experience of life. As I shared before, every life is significant, and He has given you and I talents, gifts, and abilities to impact the world around us. It may be something as grandiose as with Jeremiah, that he would be a prophet to the nations, or it may be even as that woman who had opened up the alabaster box and anointed the feet of Jesus. And Jesus has said, as long as this story is told, it will be a memorial for this woman. And so, but nevertheless, each one of us has an assignment, a reason for being, why God has called you into existence. The reason why, and I have shared already in previous lessons, and I want you to go back and I want you to listen to the previous lessons on the podcast that I've shared on how to be able to tap into that, going to God in prayer and meditation. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knock and the door shall be open to you, Matthew 7:7. But I want to talk today about why we don't walk in it. Why is it that we have this great calling, this great assignment on our lives, something to impact the world around us, and why don't we walk in it? Well, the first reason, my friend, is ignorance, and that ignorance is not knowing. It's even when I've just started this podcast series and talking to people and the emails that I've been receiving and comments, and people are saying, man, I didn't even have an idea that I had an assignment, that God had called me. I didn't really think that my life was significant at all. And so many people walk in ignorance of just simply not knowing. Hosea says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And my friend, I believe that if you don't know your reason for being, that you will never live a fulfilled and meaningful life. I'm talking about a life that you are psyched and jazzed and juiced, a life that is enriched. You know, Jesus had said this in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, where He says that I have come that you might have life and have life abundantly. And that's life that is enriched, fulfilled, and meaningful and purposeful with resources. You know, many people, as I have shared so many times before, just simply go through the motions of life. They just simply exist, not living and embracing a life that is engaged, a life that is enriched and fulfilled, meaningful and purposeful with resources. They just kind of, you know, kind of just go through the motions. They're a little hamster on the treadmill. But my friend, that's not the life that God had intended for us. He wants us to engage life fully, and we can't engage life fully if we're not walking in our assignment. Excited about our assignment. The second reason why individuals don't walk or fail to walk in their assignment is, number two, apathy. You know, some people just don't care. You know, they're just apathetic. They are just simply, that's too much effort. A lot of times when I'm talking about spiritual law and principle and applying them to our lives, and people will say, does it take all of that? Do I take, I've got to read the Bible and do all of that prayer, and do I have to be able to do all of those things? And I says, you know, yes. You know, it's really interesting because the Bible calls us, God calls us to action. You know, faith without works is dead. And so if I'm not operating in my faith and it's bearing forth fruit, then what good is my faith? You know, many people, hey, I've got my passport, I'm on my way to heaven, and that's okay. I don't want to do all of those things to live the abundant life, to live a phenomenal life, to live, you know, all of those things that may be good for some people, but it may not be good for me. You know, I oftentimes talk about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, God wants us to manifest the kingdom of God now. You know, you think about it in the prayer that he taught his disciples to pray. He says, to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, God's desire for us is to walk in his will. And his will is the same in heaven as it is for us on this earth plane. And what is his will? How does the kingdom look like? Well, the kingdom is love. And you know that. That's the royal law of love, of loving thy neighbor, of love. You know, it's love. It's health. Proverbs, I mean, I think of 3 John 2, that above all things, my beloved, that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. We know there's no sickness in the kingdom, so guess what? There is no sickness. It should be no sickness within our experience. So we know it's love, it's health, it's happiness. You know, another word for happiness is joy. You know, joy in the Lord. I cannot imagine the kingdom of God not being happy. I cannot imagine that there being no joy. So therefore, joy is to be in this experience. And what else? Happiness, success. You know, God wants us to succeed in all that we do. He told Joshua, we give him good success by not looking to the left nor to the right. There's success in the kingdom. We know that there's prosperity and with streets paved with gold, and we know there's abundance and there's wealth. And the same thing in God's kingdom, that he wants us to manifest it within our lives. That is his will. Just go back and look at the covenants in the Old Testament. I love Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 shares the fullness of all that God has. Jesus restored that which Adam had lost. Jesus restored all that he had. And he's restored it to us. We are seeds of Abraham, and we walk in the fullness and the blessings. But many people think to be able to do that, it just takes too much effort. It takes too much. And, you know, I don't need all of that. I don't want all of that. How many times have we heard people say, you know, I don't need all of those things? And it's okay if they don't. It's just simply an idea of apathy. So number one, ignorance. Number two, apathy. And the last thing is fear. Many people are afraid to walk in the fullness of God. Well, what if I can't do it? What if, you know, I fail? What if, you know, whatever? And so people operate in great fear to stretch out to be, to come. Now, I worked with an individual a few years ago that was a professional athlete, a really noted individual, and was really struggling with his commitment to the things of God. And he shared with me, he says, you know, like, I'm just really afraid of who I will become. I'm really afraid of how my life will look or what I have to give up. And isn't that really, you know, the reason why many don't walk in their assignment? Because of the fact that they're afraid. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'll be. This is really scary. I'm so used to being who I am. Or what if I fail? So as a result of that, people remain right where they are, and they never fully walk in the fullness of all that God has for them. So the three reasons why people never walk in the fulfilling of their assignment, again, it's ignorance, it's fear, it's apathy. Well, it's apathy and fear in that order that I just gave. And I just want to encourage you today to be bold, to be audacious in that which God has for you. I want to just encourage you to be able to go. You may be that individual that says, listen, I just don't know what God has for me. And I want you to know, yes, you do. I believe that it's, as I shared in previous podcasts, it's just a part of our spiritual DNA. It's a part of who we are. I believe dreams as children had revealed those things to us, but we got so caught up in life that we forgot. But go to God and ask God, God, what is my assignment? Why am I here? It does not behoove God to keep us in darkness. It doesn't behoove God to keep us in the ignorance of not knowing what it is that why we are here on this earth plane. He wants to reveal that to you, but you have to go and ask. Well, listen, I'm going to end here today. And these are, again, the three reasons why individuals fail to walk in their assignment. Do me a favor, drop me a line. Let me know if this is a blessing to you. You know, my email, krlfaith@gmail.com, krlfaith@gmail.com. And let me know. If you want to be a supporter of this ministry, please feel free to go to the website, krlm.org, or Facebook page, Destiny SCC, and please become a partner with us today. We've got some great projects in 2019, the Destiny Guest House for Abused Women and Children that we're developing, and we are amongst other things, right? And so we want you to be a part of what we are doing. Well, listen, until next time, live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. I'm Keith Russell Lee. Until next time, saying bye now.